Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited for this week's show. But before we can do that, let's go over last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase, perfect score. Rearrange the letters to spell a five-letter word and a seven-letter word that can each follow show of to make a common phrase. What are the words?
Force and respect.
All right, Ian, May 12th, 1820 is the birthday of Florence Nightingale, who rose to prominence during the Crimean War for her efforts tending to wounded soldiers. Her rounds at night earned her the nickname The Lady with the Lamp. She founded a nursing school in London in the 1860s, and the pledge taken by new nurses is called the Nightingale Pledge. May 12th is celebrated around the world as International Nurses Day, and we will celebrate Nightingale's work this week with questions about famous people whose last names are birds.
That took a turn.
What fictional character, a resident of Macomb County, Alabama, was portrayed on screen in 1962 by Gregory Peck, a performance which led the American Film Institute to name the character the greatest hero in American cinema?
That was the pre-Gossetta
Watchmen,
Atticus Finch.
Yes, you have to specify that now because
back when he was a hero.
Back when he was a nice guy, right? Before that sequel came out and ruined it all in everyone's minds. Yes, Atticus Finch is correct. And a critic once said about the novel To Kill a Mockingbird, which is what we're talking about, quote, a greater volume of critical readings has been amassed by two legal scholars in law journals than by all the literary scholars in literary journals. Who was played by Janet Leigh in a 1960 film, by Anne Heche in a 1998 shot-for-shot remake of that 1960 film, and by Rihanna in the fifth season of a TV series called Bates Motel?
Okay, the film is Psycho. I don't know.
The woman's name that you cannot bring to your mind is Marion Crane.
Crane.
And as a bonus fact, if you count 2012's film Hitchcock, then Scarlett Johansson also in a way sort of played Marion Crane because she played Janet Leigh in that film. Commonly known by his appropriate nickname, The Birdman, which professional skateboarder was, at the age of 43, the first person to successfully complete a trick called the 900, which involves making 2.5 complete revolutions in the air, and at the age of 48, performed what he said was his last 900?
That is the one and only Tony Hawk.
That is correct. And on Father's Day of 2009, Tony Hawk skated down the halls of the old executive office building, and it is probably the first time someone had been given permission to skateboard on White House grounds. After the Great Fire of 1666 in London, who designed some 50 churches, including St. Paul's Cathedral, which many consider to be his masterpiece, and numerous other buildings, among them the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, the Queen's apartments at Kensington Palace, and a monument to the Great Fire?
Christopher Wren.
That is right. And finally, 1994's Leaving Las Vegas, 1996's If It Makes You Happy, and 2002's Steve McQueen are among the many hits by what singer-songwriter and actress who has made appearances as herself on 30 Rock and One Tree Hill?
Sheryl Crow.
That is right. And because, of course, we cannot get through a show without a James Bond reference, Sheryl Crow also sang the title song to 1997's Tomorrow Never Dies.
I didn't know that.
I suppose this is an appropriate time to admit that we just wing it every week. See what I did there. Can you tell? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can feather your nest with some extra credit at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also find this fledgling challenge.
Start with the names Finch and Crane. That's F-I-N-C-H and C-R-A-N-E.
Is that Marion Crane?
That is Marion Crane. Yes, you don't need the Marion part, though. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell the names, one 5 letters, the other 6 letters, of 2 countries. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike will get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
See you then.